Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. Choosing a Career, Part 1.
What do you want to be? What is it worth learning to become? In my opinion, it is not easy to choose the right career. When it comes to choosing a career, you need to consider lots of factors. It's even difficult to give advice to, because if it doesn't turn out favorable, then the person will start scolding the person who gave the advice. This is why you shouldn't rush into it, but consider it carefully and thoroughly. I think it's important to choose a profession that you will like doing and can make a living out of. If you don't like what you do, then it can make your life miserable.
In most cases, students already know at a young age whether to study or not. Many students say they don't like to study, and they would rather choose a trade to learn, like a locksmith, a carpenter, a car mechanic, a tailor, a cook, or a baker. There are students, however, who would like to get a degree. They usually are smart and have good grades, and this is why they continue on with their education. The other reason why they choose to study is that many of them don't want to do physical labor, or simply they want to achieve more in life.
I would like to become a dentist. There will always be a demand for these services. People always have some kind of problem with their teeth. The only drawback of being a dentist are the urgent care cases where it doesn't matter if it's at night or Sundays, but you will need to go and help your patients if they have a severely painful toothache. Despite this, I like this profession, and you can also make a good living out of it. My final goal would be to have my own private practice.
I think I'm going to be a lawyer. I can speak and argue well. I have a good memory, and I think I'm capable of learning the law. It's true, though, that I will need to win a lot of cases until I become well known. Once you become successful, you will start making good money. If you negotiate a contract of an inheritance worth $1 million, for example, then you can make at least 10% out of it. Most lawyers make 10% or more, depending on the case. All the client has to do is sign the already prepared one-page document. I know one lawyer who charges $200 an hour just for counseling. And what does he say if he loses the case? He says, "I'm sorry. That's how it happened. I did my best."
I have no idea yet what I want to become. All my friends want to study to be either an economist, a doctor, or a lawyer because they want to make lots of money. I have concerns, however, that by the time they finish their studies and start looking for a job, all those positions will be filled already because everybody wants to study those professions.
I'm not sure if it's worth going to college or university these days. There are so many students applying to universities that there's no guarantee that you'll even get a good job once you're finished with your studies. I know people with two or more degrees that have no job, or even if they do, it's only working at a fast food place or cleaning job, or they're forced to go and work abroad and possibly take up an inferior job.
My parents keep telling me to become a teacher. They say there is no other profession where you have so many holidays. You have 2 months in summer, almost a month in winter, and you also have your spring and fall breaks. They know that the money teachers get is not the best, but then money is not everything. In our family, freedom and independence are more important than money. Besides, I think I have the talent for it and can explain things in a distinct way. Basically, I like students and patient with them.
I'm going to be a soccer player. That's what I know for sure. They make millions, although they hardly do anything compared to other jobs. If you have a little talent and are hardworking, then you can be successful and make a fortune. On top of that, you become famous too, and all the magazines will be filled with your photos.
I want to run my own business. I want to be my own boss. I don't want someone else to be my boss and give me orders. I hate always having to adjust to other people. I know my nature that I wouldn't be able to work with other people, especially if I was an employee. You know I'm not the type of person that can tolerate others telling me what to do. If I had my own business, I would be independent, could take my holidays every 2 months, and afford to buy everything. Besides that, I could have a flexible work schedule. I could decide when to start and finish work, how many hours to work, and on which days. If I didn't feel like working one day, I could simply skip that day. Besides, as only an employee, it is hard to succeed and make progress in life.